Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in what God is doing. And we're going to stop there on this Monday morning. We will rejoice and be glad in what God is doing. Not what we are doing, but what God is doing. It is time for us as believers to find out what God is doing and then do it. Mm-hmm. And you're going to love this topic because that's exactly what it means. We find out and we commit to it. Go ahead, Diane.
I'm all in. That's yes. The topic for this week's Bible teaching. I'm all in. So confess that this morning. I am all in. I'm all in to God's plan for my life. I'm all in to God's purpose for my life. I'm all in. We're going to be recapping Matthew chapter 28, verse 19, when Jesus says, "Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." So that is the Great Commission. So we must be all in with the Great Commission. In the book of Acts, we saw examples of the apostles being all in, of the church being all in, not just the leaders alone, but the people who were assigned there, the people who were connected to those bodies of worshipers in the following of the way, they were all in. And when they were all in on one accord in one place and they shared a common language, the Holy Spirit came upon them to equip them and bring forth exponential church growth.
Yes. We got to come to that place where we can say that with real meaning. We can say that, not and put action with it. I want to make sure that I'm making this emphasis right. When we say I'm all in, that means I'm fully, I'm committed. It's I'm going all the way with the plans and the purposes of God. And the Great Commission, we need to say I'm all in with that Great Commission. It says, go make disciples. Okay? So here it is. On this Monday morning, in 2025, my answer should be, yes, sir, I'm all in. I'm all in. So that now become my passion. When the Word of God become your passion, then you are in.
In Philippians chapter 2, verse 2, the scripture tells us, "Fulfill my joy by being like-minded."
Come on.
"Having the same love, being of one accord and of one mind." So when we are all in, we are like-minded.
Yes.
We're operating from the same love source.
Yes.
We are all on one accord. And the word accord, it has in there cord. So
yes.
If you think about a tug of war or something, everybody has to be pulling in the same direction.
Yes.
The great force coming in one direction. So we have to be on one accord, not all spread out, not doing different agendas here and there, but on one accord, operating in the one love, one purpose, one mouth, one mind of God.
See, when I'm in accord, that means there's no contrariness. There's a beautiful symphony. There's a beautiful symphony when we are in one accord. So when we have different sounds, that making different music, then we have a confusion here. So we notice when the piano is playing, those chords are in symphony, are in agreement, are in alignment with the song, Diana. It's not giving you the sounds of a different song. It stays in line with that song. And so this is what we are called to do now. We are called as a church group of people to come in alignment in what God is doing.
And if we're not doing that, then people are not going to want to be in the area. Just like if there's bad music coming, if it's all off key, if everybody's doing their own thing, you're going to change the station. You're not going to listen. It's not pleasant to the ear because it's not on one accord. Yeah. It's not on one beat. It's just a mess, and it's hard on the ears and such. And a lot of people look at the body of Christ as that because people, they're hearing this contrary from this person who says they believe, who says that, but then their lifestyle is in contradiction to what they're saying and what they're professing, and it leaves people confused.
Right. So to be in agreement and to be in accord mean to be in agreement. And to be in line, in alignment, in alignment. So I have to line up according to the word of God. So I have to line up according to God's word. I can't go outside of his word. I got to stay in alignment.
In Romans chapter 15, starting at verse 5, tells us, now may the God of patience and comfort grant you to be like-minded toward one another, according to Christ Jesus, that you may with one mind and one mouth glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. So in order for us to be there in the one mind, for us to be in one mouth glorifying God, He has given us, he has granted onto us patience. He's granted onto us comfort to be able to do that. He's given us his word for us to be like-minded. So we're sharing his principles. We're not sharing our way of thinking or our personal opinions, but we're sharing his principles. So when people come and people have different problems or they have different things that they're seeking counsel for, we're to give his word. And if we are sharing our opinion or as something that we experience, then we need to clarify that that's our opinion, that's our experience. But what does the Bible say? Come back to what the Bible says and then how it helped us, how it worked for us. But we need to be leading people back to what the Bible says, because the Word of God is the final authority. It's the final authority to every situation. It's the final authority to every circumstance. It's the final authority to every opinion. And when we come into agreement with the word, then we won't be double-minded. The Bible says that a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. The Bible says in Kings, it says, how long, Elijah asked the people, how long will you falter between two opinions? How long are you going to continue to hop back and forth into two different opinions? So when we are in the word, when we're learning the word, when we are immersed in the word, then we are speaking one language. And that language is the language of faith. That language are the principles that God communicates to us through his word.
Yes. And that is the key for any move of God. Any move of God to take place, we first has to come into alignment. Mm-hmm. To his will, to his word, to what his word is saying, and do it. See, if I want to see the result of God's word, then I have to what? Do it. The only way I can know that the word work is when I do it. Mm-hmm. And so there are times, Diana, we get disappointed. God doesn't work. I pray and I didn't get no answer. Okay, I find out. What did I pray? Did I pray his word or did I pray my own thoughts? thoughts and my own desire. Because James teaches us, Diana, how to pray. Mm-hmm. He says we should not pray amiss. We should not pray asking for things to come upon our own lustful desire. So I have to examine when I come to God in prayer what I'm asking him for. Is what I'm asking God for line up to what his plan, his purpose is? God is only obligated to his plan and his purposes. God is only, on this Monday morning, I want to make this emphasis very, very clear that God is only obligated to his word, his plan. So what God is obligated to? Go ye therefore, make disciples. That his plan. So when I pray, I should pray that, O Lord, God of heaven, maker of all human, now give me wisdom. Give me the power to become an effective witness, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. That's what I should pray. And he tells us that we are to pray to the Lord of the harvest to bring laborers so that we can go out in the world, a lot of us, and harvest these souls, right? He also tells us we have to wait in Jerusalem and the upper room until we are endued with power, right? In Acts chapter 1, verse 8, he says, when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, you will have what? Power. To what? To be witness. Power to become an effective soul winner. So when I pray, my prayer should be in line with that. I am praying to be endued with power. Power can be wisdom. Power can be knowledge. Power can be understanding of his word so I can be an effective witness. Yes.
When we begin to do, then that's why when we'll go back and we'll begin to seek more clarity. But a lot of times we just get full on the word and we're not doing it.
Right.
So because we're not doing it, then we're not coming back for more understanding. We're just full of the word. But when we begin to apply the principles of the word, that's going to cause us now to come back into the word to be able to see more clearly and to be able to develop a strategy to be able to implement it. A lot of times we're just learning, but because we're not actually going out and doing, we're not realizing the power of what we have.
Right.
You know, a lot of times it's not till we go try something that we realize, oh, I need to go back to the directions. I need to go back to the manual. So when we're doing, we'll continually be fulfilled from the word. Make your day count.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make a day count.
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.